You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together, we're the Gen X couple. Take one. Hello, everyone.
Today, we're tackling some of the biggest hot weather myths and old wives' tales that you've probably been hearing for your entire life. You know the ones: don't go swimming right after eating, or you'll cramp up and drown, or drinking ice water on a hot day can make you sick, or maybe even wearing a hat in the sun keeps you cool. But are these actually true? Or have we been sweating over nothing?
Well, grab a cold drink, find some shade, and let's get into it.
All right, let's start with the biggest summer myth of them all. You have to wait 30 minutes after eating before swimming, or else you'll cramp up and drown. But where did this myth actually come from? The belief has been around for generations, but most people can't pinpoint exactly why we believe it. Some say it came from well-meaning parents who just wanted a break after lunch before the kids jumped back into the pool. Others trace it back to the early 20th century health guides that warned us about digestion interfering with other physical activities. The idea is that after eating, your body diverts blood to your stomach to help digest food. That supposedly leaves your muscles with less blood, making you more prone to cramps while swimming.
So is there any actual science behind this? Well, no, not really. Studies have shown that swimming after eating does not significantly increase the risk of cramps. Your body is really good at multitasking. Yes, some blood is going to your digestive system, but there's still plenty going to your arms and legs. And even if you do get a mild cramp, it's not likely to be enough to make you drown. Competitive swimmers often eat meals before training, and they don't sink to the bottom of the pool.
True.
The real risk: alcohol and exhaustion. If you're drinking heavily before swimming, or if you're already very tired, those are big risk factors for accidents in the water, not your sandwich.
Very true. So the verdict? Busted. Go ahead and enjoy that post-lunch swim. Just don't go overboard with an all-you-can-eat buffet before diving in, probably.
So here's the next myth. Drinking ice-cold water on a hot day will make you sick. This is another one that has been passed down for generations. Your grandmother might have told you, don't drink ice water when you're hot or you'll get sick. This belief likely originated from older medical theories that sudden temperature changes could shock the body. There's also an old theory that drinking something extremely cold while overheated could cause stomach spasms or indigestion.
Yeah, so here's the truth. Modern science tells us that drinking cold water is actually one of the best things you can do to cool down in extreme heat. Your body is more than capable of handling a cold drink, even if you're sweating buckets. The only real quote-unquote shock might be a little brain freeze. Some elite athletes actually prefer ice-cold drinks because they can help lower core body temperature quickly. The only time that drinking something ice-cold could be uncomfortable is if you already have an irritated throat or you're dealing with heat exhaustion, where too much cold at once could cause dizziness. But the average person on a hot day, you guys are totally fine.
So the verdict?
Busted.
Ice water is your friend. Drink up.
Yes. The next question is, does wearing a hat in the sun keep you cool? This one seems kind of like common sense, right? If you wear a hat, it provides shades and you shade, not plural shades, you would provide shade, and then you would stay cooler. Well, maybe. The truth, if you're wearing a hat with a wide brim, it can help shield your face and neck from direct sunlight, which reduces sunburn risk. However, if your hat is dark colored or made of thick material, it could actually trap heat on your head, making you feel even hotter. The best way to stay cool? A lightweight, breathable hat, preferably one that is light in color and has ventilation. So the verdict?
Half true.
Hats can help, but only if they're made of the right materials.
So, do fans actually cool a room? This is one that confuses a lot of people. If you turn on a fan, does it actually cool the air? The truth is, fans don't lower the temperature in a room. They just move air around, which helps sweat evaporate faster, making you feel cooler. If it's extreme hot and there's no ventilation, a fan can actually make things worse by circulating hot air.
Yeah, I believe that.
The best trick, place a bowl of ice water in front of a fan to create a do-it-yourself air conditioner.
Just like Uncle Orville on the Carousel of Progress at Disney. He invented it. I have a t-shirt. He invented, what did he call it? Air cooling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
So the verdict is?
Partially true.
Fans don't lower room temperature, but they help you feel cooler.
And the last myth is that mosquitoes prefer sweet blood. You've probably heard someone say that mosquitoes love me because I have sweet blood. It's actually a common belief that mosquitoes are drawn to people with a certain blood type or people who eat a lot of sugar. But is there any truth to this? The truth is, mosquitoes aren't attracted to sugar in your blood. They don't even have the ability to taste it. Instead, they're drawn to carbon dioxide, body heat, and sweat. People who exhale more carbon dioxide, like those people who are a little bit larger, pregnant, or exercising, are more likely to attract mosquitoes. Certain body chemicals and skin bacteria also make a difference. Mosquitoes seem to prefer people who produce more lactic acid and certain fatty acids, which can vary based on genetics, your diet, and your activity levels. Blood type does matter. Kind of. Studies show that mosquitoes may be more attracted to type O blood than type A or B, but this isn't the main factor. So the verdict?
Busted.
Mosquitoes don't care how much sugar you eat. I don't care either. Do whatever you want. They're after your carbon dioxide, your body heat, and your sweat. So there you have it.
I don't know about that one because our middle child, he always gets bit.
He does, but he must just have different genetics.
Or the CO2.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he actually hardly even eats sugar, which is weird. Yeah. He does because he eats a lot of fruit, but that's like a different kind of sugar.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with it, apparently.
So there you have it. Some of the most common summertime myths busted. So next time someone tells you not to swim after eating or warns you about ice water or insists that they have sweet blood, you can hit them with some fun facts.
Yeah, and I'm actually looking at the computer right now. We're only at 7 minutes, so this is a nice short episode for you guys. If you enjoyed this episode, you know what to do. Subscribe. Please leave us a review on the app where you listen to your podcast at. And be sure to share this with your friends. And if you have a weird myth or summer superstition or something you want us to investigate, let us know. You know where to find us.
And until next time, see you later, alligator.
And a wild crocodile.